I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
I've got Dr. Kevin Rose got to see the finest Corey Crawford performance of the season, maybe, and I'd say top five all time. You enjoy the game yesterday?
Oh, it was great. You know, when you looked at the shots on goal, the entire game, even at the end of the game, it had to be 45 to 20 or something. I mean, Crawford played unbelievably.
And how does a grown man get into those positions? Because if I split like that, there's not enough kings. There's not enough kings and horses to put me back together.
That is very true. You talk about the flexibility, and goalie's probably even more flexible than anyone else on that team.
Yoga.
He played great.
It's all about the yoga.
And I must admit, your skybox for WGN is pretty nice.
Yeah, it is cool because you get up there and you can see the whole rink. You see, it sort of looks like a video game because you can actually see the movement from there in different ways.
Yeah, it was great. I was there with the guys from Bigger Chevrolet, Bob Caldwell, who's the general manager, and Jeff Purcell, who's one of their top sales guys. And I'll tell you, they're like, "Do you want to go to the Hawks game?" And I'm like, "Sure." And, you know, I didn't say anything about being in a box or anything. I'm like, "Oh my God, I've never been to a game like that."
Why haven't you? By the way, why haven't you asked me at some point for tickets?
Yeah, and you know, I don't do that. So
I could get them for
the way,
you.
Before we start,
I could get them for you at the regular price.
Because I have to make sure that I don't get in trouble with my mom.
Yeah, go ahead.
She wants me to say happy birthday to you.
Well, that's nice, but you're a day early. Why wouldn't you call tomorrow?
But I'm not going to be on tomorrow. Well, I might be on tomorrow to say happy birthday.
You can call anytime. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it, and thanks to your mom. All right, so let's just, because the weather's terrible today and because the cold that never ends continues to be passed around from people to people, I think it's time to revisit the Sandberg theory of contamination. You remember Mary Sandberg, the producer, Sandberg, her theory was you get to a certain point in your cold and nobody can catch it after that. Wasn't that it? I think that's it, or is it something other than that?
It's that I've already exposed you, so...
Oh, that's right, that's right.
No,
if I've been around you and I haven't caught it, then I'm around you later, I can't get it after a certain point.
Wow, so a research career would be very short.
All right, so that's not true?
No, unfortunately, that's not true. I mean, believe me, coughing, sneezing, you're still... spewing virus, whether you didn't impact me today. You
is that
can
an official term,
though?
Yeah, spewing virus. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's not true. And I'll tell you, you know, influenza is still creeping up here in Illinois, and this cold that's going around is just miserable for people who have had it. It's lasting weeks. Sounds like you're almost over it.
Yeah, this is the best I've felt. This is seriously a month. This is the best I've felt in 4 weeks. Now, here's the thing I'd be curious about as well. If you're in the house, like I'm watching Little Abigail today.
Yep.
If you're with someone who has the cold and, you're in close quarters with them, close contact with them, is that the best way to get it? Or, you know, keeping your distance, not that I'm going to do this with the baby, but keeping your distance from somebody who has it will benefit you.
Yeah, I mean, keeping your distance definitely is the best thing you can possibly do. But to be totally honest with you, it's washing your hands as frequently as you can.
Ha, you guys all laugh at me with the Purell.
Absolutely. I mean, you're right on, Andrea. People get the virus
not competitive
on their hands
at all.
And then they touch their mouth, they touch their nose, they touch their face, and that's how they get the virus. So, people cough on things, keyboards and telephones and countertops, and the virus sits there, and you touch it, and then you touch your face. So, washing your hands. Look at me. I mean, you know, look at most doctors. Most doctors don't get sick through the entire year, and you're like, how can that happen? They see sick people all day. You watch them. They wash their hands as soon as they walk in the room. They wash their hands as soon as they're done examining you. And often they wash their hands again before they leave the room. So,
Kevin, there's all these wives' tales like the second you feel something on, you know, start taking the vitamin C, go with the zinc. What's the thing to do if you kind of feel something coming on?
Yeah, you know, probably the biggest thing is keep your fluids up and get as much rest as you can. If you like vitamin C, go right ahead. Linus Pauling used to tout it, but really hasn't proven to be doing too much. This time, to be honest with you, vitamin D is probably more important than vitamin C. With the time change, at least we'll get a little bit more sunlight. But during the winter, vitamin D, very important for our immune system, and we're not getting it from outside. So taking vitamin D is probably the most important vitamin you can take.
Yeah, I like the cold ease, buddy. It could be all in my head, but I feel like I do knock it down if I get on it.
Yeah. You know, cold ease and, you know, Mucinex help it clear it quicker. You know, anytime you can get that stuff out of your head quicker and don't let the virus multiply, so mechanically remove it, is going to shorten the duration of the cold as well.
Of course, this is a bad commercial for cold ease. I just told you I've had it for a month. All right, now, last question about this. If you sleep with somebody who's got a cold, are you asking for it? In other words, should you just, you know, stay in a separate room until, you know, they get over it?
Yep. Stay in a separate room is probably the best thing you can do. It's on the bedding. It's everywhere. I mean, you're going to get it.
I got my husband sick right before we went to Florida, and he was sick for 3 days in Florida.
Oh, what a great vacation.
He thanked me.
No spooning.
Fantastic.
The zinc did not work for him. It worked for me, though, I think. Yeah. I only had a cold for 4 days.
Well, that's good. Yeah. It worked for him. Hi, Steve Cochran for Coldies. I've only had my cold for a month.
Yeah, they won't be calling you as a spokesperson. Don't worry.
All right, 6:47. We come back. Let's talk about something else. I feel like, you know, you get to this point in the winter, you're in this compressed air forever. It's like flying in a plane because all you are is inside, you know, and the recirculated heat over and over again. I get these weird headaches. Anyway, we'll talk headaches in just a second. Dr. Kevin Most, had a fine weekend all in all, not just a Hawks game?
Oh, yeah. It was great. You know, we're expecting 70 degrees, and when you don't get that, it's terrible. But, yeah, it was a great weekend.
Good.
It's always nice to be back to work, though.
All right, so are people having more headaches than ever?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I think there's a whole, you know, when we look at headaches, there's a huge spectrum of headaches. You know, everything from just simple migraine headaches, and I shouldn't say simple because people that are having can be devastating, tension headaches, lots of headaches with upper respiratory infections, sinus headaches. But we're starting to see, I think, more environmental headaches as well. And it's interesting. We were talking to Mary, you know, and she said, hey, can we talk about headaches? And I'm like, yeah, sure. She goes, you know, Pat took a spill and hit his head, and we're trying to figure out what to do. And then I hear Dave Ennett took a spill this morning. And how many times have you fallen and hit your head and say, okay, what do I do? Is this serious? Is this not serious? Do I need to go someplace? What can I do? What do I need to look for?
So how do you know when it's a doctor needed?
Yeah, and that's probably the biggest thing. My big ones are if there's any loss of consciousness at all, absolutely needs to be checked.
All right. So if you go out, you got to go in.
Yep. If you're an older person and you're on a blood thinner, definitely need to go in.
How about loss of vision? I mean, if things appear a little bit blurry, that's obviously not a good sign. Because I actually have had people say, oh, it's fine. You know what? I'm seeing stars.
So you see stars, but as long as that comes back quickly, that's fine. But blurred vision is not fine. You know, I look at continued vomiting. I let somebody, if they fell and hit their head, I let them vomit once. If they throw up twice, that's no good. They got to come in. Anybody with any neck pain after a fall, anybody with a blurred vision, any headache that is worsening, any sudden changes in the symptoms, slurred speech and vision, again, are probably very big ones. Those are probably the biggest ones that I would say. Any of that's happening, it's beyond you. Don't take care of them at home. Get them in at least to get evaluated.
I had a friend of mine who was working through the flu. There's your first problem.
Yep.
And was significantly to severely dehydrated, passed out at work, hit his head as he fell. And the people that work with him found him and obviously did the right thing. They called 911 right away. So yeah, head trauma, there's your problem. Dave, when you fell this morning, did you hit your head?
I just have to clarify, in case my wife's listening, honey, I didn't fall this morning.
Oh, you didn't
actually
fall?
Actually fine. No, I believe that...
He caught himself. You know how you fake...
Oh, I thought you fell going up the ramp.
No, that was Steve Grzanich.
Oh, Grzanich fell. Well, you two are often confused for each other.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah. So is Grzanich okay?
Wife. Yeah.
Is Grzanich okay? Do we know? Yeah.
I think he was.
You mean today or in general?
Well, just in general.
Well, he's running over now.
Here. I hurt my arm and my back, my butt.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're setting up a lawsuit against Tribune Media. this is the only segment Larry Wirt listens to all week, so he's going to be glad to hear this.
Yeah, I think it's not. I don't think they do that anymore. I think it's the other people that run the building.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
Thanks. It hurts.
Is it on security video? So you could.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. All right. But I'm not going to say anything because I was doing fishtails in the parking lot before I came in.
So. Okay. Good. I wouldn't say another word if you're planning on this lawsuit to go well for you. All right, so take it down a step from trauma. What else do we need to be concerned with? And am I nuts, or is there a winter headache where you're just stuck inside and this recirculated air drives you nuts?
Yeah, you know, that is. And not being outside, people get a little bit more dehydrated in the winter, to be honest with you. Dry air around, your sinuses will dry out. Tension headaches definitely go up in the winter because you're not outside just doing things that you enjoy. You're cooped up inside. And for all of those, really the big message is that it should go away with simple Tylenol or Advil. Any headache that doesn't go away with those, that's a little bit more concerning. People who have migraines know they have migraines. They often have an aura. They have something that they're going to feel, taste, a smell, and they go, oh, no, I know my migraine's coming on. And for those individuals, they all know, you know, get in a dark room, get in a cool room, put a cool towel on your face, just try to relax as much as you can to try to break that cycle. People have things called cluster headaches where they're going to get headaches 5 days in a row. Very painful, very debilitating. But again, not a lot of science behind it as far as how can we cure these because there's such a wide spectrum of them.
You know, I know you've been to medical school, Doc, most, and I haven't actually, but I think I might be able to diagnose some of Steve's cabin fever headaches as being Trump related.
That, you know, Mary, you're absolutely
funny.
Right.
It's funny. The headaches have gone up since November 8th.
That is very true, and I did say that. You know, turn off Fox TV, and might make your headache better.
CNN, MSNBC, they keep ending up on. They're in front of me all the time. No wonder my head hurts. All right, so is there headache legislation we need to know about?
No headache legislation. You know, the other thing, though, with headaches, if you're going to take care of somebody who had a pretty substantial hit to the head, but you look and you say, okay, Dr. Moles told me to look for these things, and I don't see any of them. People often want to go to sleep after they've fallen and hit their head. I'd always tell people, don't let them sleep for more than 2-3 hours. Wake them up every couple hours and just ask them simple questions. What's your address? What's your birth date? What's your name? Things like that. If they can't answer those, then those are the guys to get in. You don't want to put somebody who's had a decent-sized whack to the head in bed and then let them sleep for 10 hours because sometimes it can be devastating when you wake them up and find out that the headache had advanced.
All right.
The spring legislative session is actually going to be called the headache legislative session now.
Yeah, you know,
because
it ought to
of
be,
all the gridlock.
Yeah, it ought to be, exactly. And the headache legislation I'm referring to, of course, is the new health care law. Yeah. So what exactly are you guys looking at from a hospital perspective?
Well, you know, I think probably the biggest thing with us is going to be what are they going to do with Medicaid? A lot of the other side is going to be on the insurance company. So today's going to be a big day, you know, when the Congressional Budget Office comes out and shows us what is the impact of how many people are going to lose insurance is probably going to be the biggest one. And not to be cynical to the state of Illinois, but Illinois is not a state that I would say a block grant for Medicaid is going to be the best way to do it. Who would give this state a bunch of money and say, here, this is all the money you get, now manage your Medicaid patients, because that's what it is. That's what would happen if we go to the per capita, where now the federal government pays a good portion of Medicaid in this state, about 50%, and it's paid as they use it. So those would probably be our biggest concerns, and who's going to lose it? It certainly looks like this. Tax break for individuals based on age instead of income is certainly not going to work out. And I'm sorry, anybody that thinks that this being able to add more money to your HSA is going to be the savior.
That's ridiculous.
It's crazy. You're talking about patients that live paycheck to paycheck. They don't have additional money to put into an HSA. They're trying to decide whether they're going to pay their rent or their health insurance premium.
It comes down to the same thing we've known forever. For over 100 years, people were trying to figure out universal health care. And all you have to do is look at the way car insurance is done. Good drivers pay for bad drivers.
Yep.
There has to be a way for, if you're going to insure everybody, there has to be a way for healthy people to pay for people that aren't healthy.
Yep.
And until that's figured out, everybody is just labeling things differently and calling it by a different name. There was a great line, though, on SNL on Weekend Update where Michael Che said, this is the only thing that Trump has never wanted to put his name on. He even put his name on a Ponzi scheme, but he won't put his name on this.
It's like the hot potato. No, yeah. You take credit. No, you.
Doc, I don't know if you know this, but you're sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. And the next time that Sandberg tries to knock Pat to the ground in some sort of effort to get the insurance money, I hope she asks you for additional advice.
Oh, yeah, she is. She's already asked me about poisoning and other things. So, yeah, yep, she's already beyond figured out that a smack to the head is not going to do it.
Needles at the airport, anything of that sort.
And is one of the side effects of falling denying that you fell in Dave's case?
It could be. We'll have to look at the tape.
Okay. It was a quick jog.
Yeah, it seemed to be.
Dave, it wasn't really a fall.
Apologize to your wife.
Yeah, thanks. I think she's maybe not listening yet.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure she's listening, Steve.
I'm sure she is as well. Ryan Nobles.
Congrats to the Wildcats,
too. How about that, huh? Yep. How about that?
Hey, you're part of it, too, Doc.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon.
That's Dr. Kevin Most, making medicine better by making Northwestern people better basketball.